CEF Mobile.
And 4KFW Mobile.
HKX Mobile.
Okay, I got a couple more weeks left for the beach.
About 8 weeks vacation.
Let's see. So far, I've only taken 3 days vacation this year. So I'm going to take three more, but I get 160 hours, I think it is. Yeah, 160 hours.
3 weeks of paid vacation.
First start, they give you 2 weeks. Well, you know, after your probationary period. And then after 5 years, you get a week. And then when you hit 15 years, you get your last week. So you can accumulate up to 4 weeks. We used to be able to carry overtime, but then they knocked that out. So management couldn't carry overtime anymore. So now we'd usually be at the beach, but so I mean, we're planning a fairly late trip. Although it went 5 weeks last year, so we just figured we'd do it again this year. Because it really wasn't that busy in the campground.
I've been to the beach a few times and used to live not too far from Galveston Beach in Texas, and it just never was a big draw for me.
I understand that. I've always enjoyed either flip-flopping back and forth between the beach and the mountains, but when we go to the beach, I don't know if we spend less money, but it's usually just up front for the camping and maybe the golf cart. When we go to the mountains, god darn, we spend a ton of money up there.
What is to do is go shopping.
Well, last time we went to, we stayed up in Sevierville, and it was right around our anniversary. This was January, and man, it was just the whole time. Just felt like I was shelling out money.
It's good at getting your money, that's for sure.
Beach, we barely leave the campground. We don't really go out and do a whole lot, just relax and sit on the beach. Plus I'll go fishing, and that's pretty much it. I mean, that's probably why I enjoy it the most, because it's away, and then we don't really do much. It's just enjoying the vacation.
And I can definitely understand that. I don't know, the beach has never been a big draw for me, so... That's why people are different. So, enjoy what they enjoy.
Can we lose you?
Here. One of the best vacations we had was down there at Edisto Beach. We didn't have nothing on the agenda or anything. Took a nap every afternoon. And then, man, it was the first vacation that I ever took that I came home rested. Didn't feel like I had to work at it.
Whenever I was a kid, we always were going and doing stuff, but now that I'm an adult and we go on vacation, we don't plan out nothing, and my goal is to do absolutely nothing. So we cook, we sit around the camper, tent, whatever it is, and that's all we do. So we went to Kings Mountain. We saw campers and stuff up there. Man, I'd be a little timid about taking our new camper into the campground because I don't know, that thing is huge. It's a lot bigger than my older camper.
Campgrounds you go into, man, I don't see how they get in and out of them.
Well, I mean, people definitely do it. I don't quite figure out how they do it, but man, I don't know. Because we took my first travel trailer, we took it up to Devil's Fork. And they ended up bending one of the stabilizer jacks trying to level the camper off because I really didn't know what I was doing anyway, but I ended up bending it and had to take it and get it fixed.
Mine with the blocks on the wheels.
Getting the information that I didn't get whenever I bought my camper the first time.
You're learning lessons.
Fortunately, but... All right, gentlemen, I am pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to get parked and head on in the plants. I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Y'all both be safe out there this morning, and hope we'll holler at you this afternoon when I get off work. Hope I did. I'll get a good time, you know. Anyway, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day. Go enjoy your meeting. KO4HKX.
Have a good day. KN4TFW.
your week been going?
Hey, well, I don't want to say it wasn't too bad. Man, I had to run out three times, twice to the same place. They sent me over to get a hole saw, went over there, picked up a 3-inch hole saw, got, soon as I got back, I mean, I didn't even get clocked in the gate. And they said, oh, we got to have a 4-inch one, too. And then there was, I had to turn around and go back out, go get one of those, and I had to go get paint. This morning, I got to go get some more paint. I don't know, they just used a lot more than I figured they would. And I got to go get some scissors and some utility knives and stuff. So I'll be out and about this morning, I'm sure.
We'll keep that stuff on hand over there?
Utility knives I do, but I'm about out of utility knives. And we didn't have any 3- and 4-inch hole saws. I mean, we had the little kits, but I think they mostly go up to 2.5.
Individually, and they are not cheap.
Right. They were, I think I'd give about $12 a piece for them.
It's a good deal on them, because usually they're much more expensive than that.
The carbide ones, I just needed regular ones, and they're trying to do something, but I don't think it's going to work. They were trying to cut some filter material. I'm really struggling to get this material in from the vendors, so they were taking some bigger filters and trying to cut them down, but they had to have some holes in them and that to fit the machine, and so they were trying to see if they could cut some pretty nice holes.
We're HGX, so they're fabricating a filter you need.
KN4TFW. They have, like, let's say you got 25 plates, and they're like on a little sliding rack, and you put a filter in between each plate, and then they have a 20-ton jack that pushes all the plates together, and then they run the material, the product through it. So I mean, the product has to go through like 20 filters. Sounds like Damien.
It is. You must have been talking about Lubrisol.
And then I keep looking for your truck, but I ain't seen you out there yet.
Well, I'm coming today. I gotta come get the filter cake. Can down there today.
Time?
My guess is somewhere around the 11 o'clock mark.
I'll look for you, and then I got to run out early, but I should be back by then.
I got four at Spartanburg Regional. Well, I got two at Spartanburg Regional Hospital, and I got two at the Mary Black Spartanburg Regional Hospital. And then I'm going to skedaddle down the road there and come in the back way over there, Road 57 there, right on into you.
Just make sure that your buckets are down when you go underneath those pipes.
You ain't got to worry about that. I told them a while back when I come back from medical leave, I found out that I really hated going in there just for simple fact that everybody's looking at you, thinking that it was you. That's the impression I get, because I have a lot of people looking. And especially when my bucket's up, my boom's up, and it's making that noise. They all out there looking at you like, is he going to be the one goof up today?
That's right.
It's somebody else's mistakes, isn't it?
To the company, more than $100,000.
It's terrible on that thing because all the prices of everything had went sky high already. And it's like, man, it was, I mean, it tore up a lot more than what it looked like because it snatched all the piping, and so you had to replace a bunch, and then there was fiber optic cable in there, and then some of the pipe was insulated, had to get the insulators out there to insulate it, and it was a big catastrophe.
Said a mouthful when you said fiber optic. That's expensive. I don't know what it is now, but I used to work for an independent a telephone company right up the road there in Chesty. That's what I did when I first come out of school. And I used to splice fiber, regular telephone, everything else to get cut. And we love just fiber optic cut by somebody, because that was money in the company's pocket, and that was money in my pocket and anybody else. And if you splice fiber, you can do anything.
Yeah, I had to buy, I don't know, probably 300-400 feet of it, because I needed two runs.
I tell you, if I was to have done that, I live 4 miles from there. I just left the keys in the trunk, and I'd started walking, and I'd got on the phone, had somebody pick me up, just carried me to the house. And I said, well, it's been nice, but here it is. I just went ahead and just left. It's been done.
Boy, that was his first trip in there that day, and he had to come back for a second time.
304, WWZ,
Chandler, KO4HKX.
Good morning, Chandler, KN4TFW.
Good morning. I don't think I've ever spoke to you, but my name is Damon, Kilo Victor 4H Ray Whiskey. We're driving up 85, headed towards Spartanburg.
Meet you, Damon. My name is Chan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, and I'm currently heading to work at the school bus office. Nice to meet you, sir.
Where's currently at?
My current QTH is Easley, and I'm heading to the school bus office to go to work.
Nice talking to you there. I get here every now and then. I probably need to get here more often, but sometimes I get caught up in news, weather, and talk radio and stuff, and turn the ham radio down.
Right now on 85, coming up on the 68.
I was behind you. I'm at 58. Just put the 58 in my back pocket.
On your QTH.
Estimated you here pretty quick.
You get to the work, looks like, somewhere right around there.
Guessing that I've not heard nothing from nobody. I ain't seen nothing, so I'm guessing that the Greenville Club is not going to do a ham fest this year. Would that be a correct guess?
Actually, if they said if they could get enough volunteers to do it, that they were going to try to hold one in September.
Good. Maybe we can still have one then.
I'll be informed on it. Informed on it if you want to check back with me in the morning.
I'd like to see that happen. I really would like to see it happen in May, but when they used to have it. Somebody told me they wanted to try to get away from that and get because of Ohio, Dayton, and it being too close to Dayton.
I heard in the meeting Monday, so I'm assuming that's what the reason for it was, and they brought up that they were going to try to do it in September, but they're looking for volunteers for that too, so all depends on if they can get that together, right?
See how that goes. If they don't, I went to several here the last month or so of little tailgates around the South Carolina. I went to one last weekend in Columbia, and then they had one in Batesburg, Leesville about a month ago. And then starting to pop up different places and being success. So if they don't, you know, and that's one of those things, you don't have to have no volunteers, really. You just find a meeting place and you say, okay, we're going to have us a tailgate, and then, you know, get the permission from whoever to have it on that property. And we can start us up a tailgate. Everybody show up. When you get done, as long as you clean up after yourself, the party's over with, you go back home.
Finding out about those, because I've tried on the ARL site, and they didn't have any of those listed.
I don't agree with that. I wish that people would, and I told them that. I'm trying to tell these people when I go to these, is, hey, you need to start doing this ASWRL because you get more of attendance because people look for that and they say, well, there ain't nothing in my area and that's the end of it. But I'm finding out from friends and family, there is a Facebook link, the Piedmont link, I think it's called. It's a Facebook group, and that houses some that I found. I'm also a member of a Yahoo group, South Carolina Hams Yahoo group or something, and I found out about it there too, and another Facebook page mentioned something about it.
For HKX, well, thank you for that information, but I have to look into that a little more, but if you see any of them or hear about them, jump on here and tell us about them if you don't mind.
I definitely will. I'll remember that and put your name out there. You know, I'll throw it out there and let you know. There's nothing to my knowledge as of right now as far as this area that anything's happening. I think the next one's going to be, as far as closest, it's going to be Atlanta. Atlanta will have a ham fest coming up next month. And then Knoxville will be coming up in June. But that's really the only things happening around here right now.
Atlanta was the next one I knew about. We're going to try to go down to it. So, and my name's Patrick, by the way, Devin. So nice to meet you this morning. I think we spoke before, though.
Kilo Victor 4-inch Ray Whiskey Friday. But, I try to follow most of these. Greenwood has one, and they canceled Greenwood this year. For why, I don't know, but anyway, they cancel Greenwood. Greenwood has one each year in January, I think. Anderson will have one, a little small tailgate party in Anderson in October, I think. So Gaffney's going to be putting one on in October. So there's two good, little small ones that's going to be coming up in October. Rock Hill's a good one, too. Rock Hill will be coming up in October also.
Pat, appreciate the information. Somebody else pick it up.
Patrick, what you doing this morning? Can you go to WWZ for ID?
Making my way to my first stop.
Past the light pole.
Well, roger that. I'm way past it. I'm on. Coming into Greer right now. I'm passing the water tower.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, what's your first stop this morning?
The Strange Brothers grading this morning.
Well, y'all talking about Ham Fest. I never been to one. Are they exciting?
Get to get out of the house and go look at radios and talk to other hams, so I enjoy it.
Hey, you're not going as far up as the 91, are you?
No, not going as far as the 91. What's going on up there? Traffic?
Nah, I see there. Well, it says that it's blocked and that, so it's probably going to start backing up. I just passed the sign at 75 and said it was all blocked up. So I just wanted to make sure I give you a chance to get off if you needed to.
Since they've started that lane closures and stuff up there, I automatically, if I'm going to Gaffney, I automatically get off Road 57 and go the back way up through there anyway. I failed to do that one day. I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone. He got me distracted, and I failed to do that, and I got myself boogered up, and I said, you know what, never again. But anyway, thank you for that information. I'll let them other guys get back in there. Kilo Victor 4-inch Ray Whiskey.
Never been to Ham Fest either, and usually I don't have the funds, so it isn't worth going.
What is that? Guys, I have a question. Patrick, I have a question for you. So, Chad's always taught me to enter a conversation with the second comment, but a lot of times I'll hear some of you guys, you know, just putting your call out and saying modal and stuff like that. I'm just wondering, is it okay for me to do that in the mornings? Because I don't really have a chance to listen to the full conversation because I'm just getting in the car.
It's acceptable for you to do that. You don't need to throw the mobile part on it. But wait till there's a break where you can get in. Don't just try to butt into the conversation or force it. You know, we'll leave little gaps for you to get in. So it's just a, you'll get it, Chandler. Don't worry. Just keep trying and we'll let you know how it works, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Chandler, a lot of times you can go ahead and sign when the repeater is identifying because you can over-talk the repeater.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you very much.
They slid in this morning. They left a gap, and I kind of knew one of the guys in here when he was talking about the place he works at up here. I kind of knew that what he was talking about, so I just kind of threw my call out there, and they say good morning, you know, and all that, especially if they know you, you know, so that works out. And I understand. I've been doing it for a long time. And, well, I say a long time. About 7 or 8 years I am, and sometimes still I question myself what I need to do on that, so I just kind of just play it by ear. Just depends on what's going on, what they're talking about.
Thank you, Dennis.
Public service for 23 years as a firefighter, and what I teach my guys as far as radio traffic, listen, think about what you're going to say, listen some more, then talk. That's in public safety where you have to be really correct. Now, we do plain talk in public safety on the radios here, but I like for my guys to act professional on the radio and don't act like a bunch of yahoos. So I teach my guys that when it comes to radio training.
I appreciate your service in the fire department. What department are you based out of?
Department called Mayo Fire Department, right out of Chesty. We're volunteer / paid now. We've been paid the last 10 years, I guess. But we're still volunteer also.
I've actually considered volunteering with my local fire department. It's just a matter of, I don't know what they think that I can do.
Thing to do is go down there and see them and talk to them, get to know the guys, and, you know, try to get on. There's always something. I mean, I've got explorers that work for us. I call them explorers. They're junior fireman explorer. We got an explorer program, and 15, 16, 17-year-olds. Yeah, they can't fight fire, but they can drag a hose for us. They can help us on the fire scene. They get to learn the whole deal with the fire department, the ins and outs, and their little short time before they turn 18. So anybody can, I feel like, can join and be a help some way, shape, or form.
I'll definitely give that a try.
Roll down the road to the gate, so I'm going to say 73 to you guys. Damien, was good to hear you in here. Chandler and Patrick, and maybe I can catch you guys this afternoon. And Damien, look forward to trying to catch you in here at the plant this afternoon and finally meeting you. So you guys have a good one, and I'll say 73. KN4 TFW.
Ken, and I have destinated also, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73s with everybody. Damien Chandler, y'all have a good day, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4 HKX, clear.
73s, too. far from my destination. Y'all have a good one, Ken. Maybe I'll see you in there. I'm a pretty big old hefty boy. You can't miss me. Kilo Victor 4 X-ray whiskey. Clear.
Second Cruise, Patrick, Ken, and Damien. I am also designated at my designated location. And, well, I'm going to have to sign off now. Looking forward to talking to all of you again soon later on down the log. And thank you all for eating morning pizza. It's nice to have somebody to ride with. And I know it's a little late, but may the fourth be with you all.